about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Headline came across this morning, and I was really shocked because it was the Chris Christie marathon over the last 2 days and this whole traffic jam gate, and there was just a little sliver on Dennis Rodman at about 4:30, and then all of a sudden it went back to Chris Christie. But today, we were able to get some other news, and in between the Chris Christie scandal and federal investigation and all that on the whole traffic lane closure, which I would have loved to see, you know, more coverage on, you know, the Boston Marathon bombing and Benghazi than we've seen on this whole Chris Christie thing. But apparently this is, you know, apparently more important than some of the other things that have happened to us. But that's fine. You know, if there's nothing else to talk about, you just go with the story. So I get that. But I guess this headline was being discussed on how more than half of Congress is considered in the Millionaires Club, where I guess many of the members that hold congressional seats, okay, at about 268 of the 534 have an average net worth of $1 million or more. And this quote-unquote Millionaires Club on Capitol Hill, all right, is causing a lot of people to gasp and go, oh, no. Well, you know, what I want to bring up is, I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. I don't care. To me, I'm not shocked, because I've been asked multiple times to run for office. I don't know why. I know. Who would vote for me, right? I know. Probably the same five or six people who listen to my radio show. And I can't, because I can't afford it. You know, when I was offered by some people in the party that wanted me to run for mayor of my city, I was told, look, you still can't be a doctor or be on the radio and be mayor. Mayor's going to be a full-time job in Las Vegas, so, you know, you'll get a salary for that. But just understand that everything you're working on, you won't be able to do. Well, I couldn't afford that, because whatever salary they would give you as mayor wouldn't, you know, keep the office running and my staff paid and the malpractice insurance and the medical supplies and all that other stuff. Not to mention I couldn't leave my patients for a year. And not all cities have that in their bylaws where you can't work where you're working. But I learned very early on that I would only be able to run for office if I was able to support myself while running and if I had the money to help with the campaign. Because if you don't get donations, you need to spend your own money for those ads, etc. So for them to be all shocked that half of Congress are millionaires, apparently Daryl Issa, they say, I guess, makes the most amount of money. I think his net worth, gosh, let me see. I think they said 14. I don't know. 14 million? I don't know. And then I guess the richest overall is Representative Daryl Issa. They said he made his fortune in the car alarm business. He has an average net worth of, $464 million. Okay, yet the least wealthy is Representative David Valadao, average net worth of a negative $12 million. So he's actually, I guess, in debt. Now, let's say Congress is full of millionaires. Do they really represent the people? And then the next question I have is, if people of regular income can't afford to run, I mean, is our Congress really representative of us? Yeah, but I understand it takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of time. You know, how do you do politics and leave? I have to do a radio show every day. I have to run an office every day. I can't be traveling on the campaign trail. So you have to be of some sort of wealth where there's either another income coming in. I mean, so you can't be at work. So that already excludes most of us that have to go to work every day. You know, Christmas week and New Year's week, the only days off I took was Christmas Day and New Year's Day. But we were open Christmas Eve. We were open the day after. I had to work. If I don't work, I don't get paid. I'm not on some salary job where I get 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks off a year. I don't get that. Okay? I have to work. I got bills to pay and heavy bills to pay. Those people that think doctors out there make a lot of money, they don't. Because people will say, I don't understand why there aren't more doctors in Congress. Because then, well, maybe this Obamacare fiasco wouldn't have happened. It's because doctors don't make enough money to be able to run. You have to work. So then my next question is how do we come up with a Senate and Congress of us working people? Now, there are some senators and some congressmen, they're doing a damn good job. I don't mind that they're rich. As long as they do a good job and they vote the right way and they understand. I mean, I really like the ones who came from humble beginnings like I, because then they do understand. Right? You know, but then sometimes you got the new money people. And the new money people I can't stand, where all of a sudden they became rich overnight and then they act like they're too good for you. Okay, that's kind of bullcrap, so I don't like that. You know, so sometimes some of the nicest people are the ones who are always wealthy and they came up with a good upbringing and they're pretty well grounded and they know, etc. But I, you know, somebody that has to currently work, somebody that has to currently fear losing their health insurance should probably be the ones making those decisions up there. Not ones who are above it all that are kind of, you know, using us as pawns. Right? Because if they vote one way in the Senate or in the House, then we get to vote for them, etc. So, how do we change things? Do we say anything as important as Obamacare does not get chosen by the Senate or the House, but gets chosen by us? Yeah, I mean, I understand, you know, we all can't have a vote, we all can't fit into that room. I get that. And I understand that we elect certain people. But it is kind of interesting that the people that are electing, they really aren't representative of us. We try to vote for somebody that is, but you really can't be on the campaign trail unless you have a lot of bucks. And then again, how do you have such an objective opinion when you need those? Like, for example, if I have no money to run and you have the big interest groups helping me, they're going to want payback. I don't want to get involved in that. Somebody wealthy that doesn't need your money could be more independent. It's weird. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad working the dials. Whew, see, there's so many men. It's raining men. Hallelujah. Lots of men around here. All right, but it's Brad right now. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Brad is working on me. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. I know, I got warned by management already. I'm not allowed to sexually harass the engineers, so I can't do that. Sorry. There's a woman who has horrific burns all over her torso because, unfortunately, she's 22 years old. She decided to throw gallons of boiling water into the air to try to make it freeze during the polar vortex. Unfortunately, the water was still hot the seconds later it took to come back and fall on her. Crystal Whalum, 22 years old, of Brown Deer, Wisconsin, decided to try the trick out after seeing videos of people throwing hot water into the air before watching it turn to snow clouds above them. So she attempted to do it in sub-zero temperatures, and I guess on the third time, she took a bucket with several gallons of water outside. It was boiling on the stove. The temperature of the water was 220 degrees. Then she released the bucket, but the wind blew the scalding water across her back. it hurt so bad, she said it was the worst pain ever. And you look at her, and she's completely blistered and red. She's got a bunch of second and third degree burns. And, of course, she was rushed to the hospital. Actually, it's interesting. They said she didn't get a third degree. It stopped at second degree. We've talked about first degree, second degree. You know, first degree is more epidermal. Second degree, and I know there's a better definition, but second degree could be more dermal, and then your third degree can S2, and you get the black, and much deeper, depending on the layer. And your third degree burns, many times, depending on if they're in your face, if they're circumferential, depending on how much of your body area, we'll keep you in the hospital. You dehydrate with burns, because your skin protects and keeps the water on the inside of your body. So if you end up having your epidermis and your dermal layer taken off by the fire, by the heat or the boiling water, etc., you now have an area for your fluids to escape. And so hydration and pain management are first and foremost, and then we also make sure you don't get infection, and we treat you so that, because now that it's open, okay? But your first-degree burns are very superficial, all right? You know, but your second-degree burns is when you start to get more of the dermal involvement. So she has second-degree burns, pretty scary stuff. But the reason why I'm bringing this up isn't because this is somebody who obviously was stupid in terms of throwing boiling water into the air. There's this trend to try to become famous. And these YouTube videos going viral give people a chance to attain some sort of fame. I mean, one video that I saw that went viral was the dog eating the peanut butter. Right? So the dog was in a suit. The man's hands were around the dog, acting like the dog was sitting there eating peanut butter, and then somebody was making sounds like the dog was talking. I thought that was hilarious. Now, I know there's tons of these videos out there that are hilarious. And I don't really know if you do achieve fame, but nowadays, you know, everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be a Kim Kardashian. I'm not understanding why, but they do. And we have an opportunity to do that. Well, we did have an opportunity with American Idol. That's why everybody loved American Idol back in the early 2000s, because you could, just an everyday doctor or, you know, plumber or subway worker, whatever, and then be able to sing. People know that you sing, and you become a star. The whole Carrie Underwood, Adam Lambert story, Ruben Studdard story, we really dig. I mean, that's pretty cool. All right, but then people realize it's really too hard to get onto American Idol. All right, and remember Star Search when we were growing up? Star Search, you still needed some connections. I think Justin Timberlake was on Star Search and lost, actually. But so you need to have some sort of connections or whatever. Nowadays, you could become a star overnight by a tweet, by a Facebook post. It all depends on what the media does to it. But I get nervous because my kids are of this age where they are really stupefied by that and enthralled with the idea that they could become stars because they do something on YouTube. And my kids actually did. My kids made a little series called Nerf Gun Wars. And I haven't seen them all. I really should have. Okay, but they were loading them onto the internet before I could even supervise. And, of course, there's probably me, you know, running around in my underwear in the background chasing after the cat or the dog. And so I don't even think I want to see these. But they did. And they put themselves on the internet, and they started to have viewers and videos, and they just loved the idea that they were getting some fame, right, by throwing up a stupid video. But the videos were stupid. I mean, they were. I mean, my kids know how I feel. They were really dumb videos. They even called them dumb. But they were entertaining. And so I'm a little nervous, okay, because a lot of people do things for fame. And they want to do things live. You could upload. I mean, to think that you have viewers. Somebody like me that always wanted to be a star when I was little. I always wanted to be a movie star or Miss America or whatever. And I was always told I was too ugly, like, to be able to do something like that. I mean, to think that you could have viewers. You could have an audience. You could put yourself on the radio, right? And talk about stories such as this one, and you have people listening. I mean, it is a real ego boost, and that's this whole thing we're seeing psychologically now on Facebook and YouTube and all that. These are all ego boosters, and many people are really excited. They have something to go home and look forward to, right? Because they get to go home and they get to, go on the internet. They get an ego boost because their friends are liking their comment. You know, I have to admit, I've done that too. If I feel like I need an ego boost, I'll put something funny on Facebook. And when people like it, it makes me feel good. I'm just as guilty. I have no problem admitting that. It's an ego boost. But what happens if that ends and somebody doesn't like something you posted? Have any of you guys ever posted something and nobody responds? It sucks. Right? And then what you do is you call your friends and you ask if Facebook's working. I mean, you know, you get all nervous that something could be wrong, that Y2K is happening or something. And you know, it's like you don't want to become rich and lose your money. You'd rather never be rich in the first place. That sort of thing. Well, no, you know, I'd rather be rich, just even if it's for a day. But anyway, you guys get the point. Now, this kind of leads us to the next story. They say the majority of people don't sit and watch television anymore. They actually have another screen on at the same time. And that we don't even sit there and watch TV to concentrate on watching TV. You know, we talk about our society becoming more ADD. This is a perfect example. We aren't even sitting and looking at a television anymore. We are on our phone. We are on Facebook. We are playing Candy Crush. I see that all the time. All right? I see family members sit there and play Candy Crush while watching the television. I thought the television was supposed to be for entertainment. And instead, in order to get through entertainment, you are entertaining yourself. Am I the only person that finds something wrong with that? They say half of all Americans use a second screen while watching TV. Some people say they do it because it makes the TV show more enjoyable. Now, you see what's going on. Every now and then, something boring happens on the TV show. We are so anti-being bored that we're in this hyper-stimulation state where everything has to be interesting. You always have to feel like you're doing something and being engaged. What happens when there's a power outage? You know, it was interesting. I had family that was dealing with the Sandy power outage up north last year. And they said the worst part about it is there was no TV, no internet, the boredom. Nobody knew what to do. The boredom. I mean, wow. What happened to family conversation? You know, or like Brad says, a book. What about that? What about Twister? What about sex? What about having sex with your husband instead of sitting there playing Candy Crush? No. Doctor, I couldn't do that. He'll get the wrong idea. He's your husband. So we're doing things. To me, society is really changing and kind of weird. And I'm just as guilty. I'm on my phone. If there's a boring part, like, okay, for example, Naked and Afraid was on last month. And I was really getting sick of watching Naked and Afraid. It really wasn't that good an episode. And it's kind of annoying to me, you know, when they bend over and then you're like, you know, you start to cringe because they're bending over while they're naked. And then luckily they dull it out, but you still know they're bent over. And now you're looking at this fuzz and it just, or this blur. And to me, I was kind of getting annoyed and I was kind of getting bored with it. So but I didn't want to leave the TV room because it was family time. So I sat there on my little smartphone. I do it too. All right, guys, don't go away. I want to talk about Tamiflu being in short supply as we're going into a deadly flu season. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm opening up a fortune cookie. We got Chinese food last night. I had to be at a gala prep dinner, so I didn't get to eat. But it says here, so my husband got Chinese food. It says here, I'm reading my fortune, don't wait for success. Start ahead without it. You know, the cookie isn't that good. It kind of looks like one of the cheaper fortune cookies, but I gotta tell you, I like that. Let me read my husband's. He never eats his fortune cookie. Let me see what he says, because he's on a diet. I'm eating my carbs. Let me see what this one says. His says, I like that. Don't wait for success. Start ahead without it. And then this fortune says, fortune sides with him who dares. Okay, well, see, this was my husband's. How did they know this was going to be my husband's fortune cookie fortune? See? Because it was my husband's, and this was addressed to a man. Fortune sides with him who dares. Now, Because look at what happens to skydivers. I would probably disagree with that. But I like mine. I like my don't wait for success, start ahead without it. That's what I did. I mean, you know, we were talking about my fifth year in radio, not because I had nothing else to talk about, but because it's kind of an important milestone for me. And I was told for years that my show would not be successful. I'm a woman in radio, and people don't really want to listen to a woman just talk and talk and talk about being a woman and being a woman in radio. I get that. And then, and there's no money in radio. And so nobody's really going to want to help, expand the show. Nobody's going to want to. And I just went ahead without it. Okay, I just went ahead. I got myself a second affiliate, and then I got myself a third affiliate, and I just did my own thing anyway. And whether people thought I was a popular radio host or not, after a while, people got the gist that I'm in this to win it. And later I became syndicated, and, you know, the rest is history. And so I like that idea. I think that, you know, don't wait to be successful at something. Just go ahead and start without it. Probably one of my better fortune cookie things, and I just read it on air. I'm going to do that. Anytime I have to read a fortune cookie, do it on air. No, I'm not eating the cookie. The cookie's to the side. I'm not eating the fortune cookie. I can't because I'm on air. I'm not allowed to eat while on air. Children's Tamiflu is in short supply. News broke in the last day or two, and we doctors have found out that the liquid version of Tamiflu, one of the top treatments given to kids battling the flu, is on short supply. Now, this is kind of, you know, stinking a little bit of what happened during the swine flu outbreak in 2009, where people could not find Tamiflu anywhere because everybody was hoarding it. Everybody was freaking out about swine flu, so they ended up going and buying Tamiflu. I had people asking me for 3 or 4 boxes, and I wouldn't do it. I said, I'm just going to write you one prescription. So then the family would send in everybody in their family, so then they would get, you know, and look, listen, I understand, it's scary, okay? And flu this year is spreading quickly. 25 states already have widespread disease of this. And we've heard of deaths already in California, especially the Bay Area. And we know thousands of people died from the flu. So Tamiflu, which can attack swine flu, regular flu, we even believe avian flu. Tamiflu is definitely something that's hot. I'm not sure why there would be shortages already. We use the oral suspension for children under the age of 13 or for people who have difficulty swallowing. Some of you have asked if you could just break the caplet of the adult Tamiflu for your kid. No. I did that. When the swine flu was, when Tamiflu was in short supply, we had some adult, and my son vomited it all up. You can't do that. Remember, you know how remember those contact commercials where you open it up, and then all the little beads are falling all over the place? Yeah, you can't do that. So what I tried to do is I tried to put some of those beads into some of his juice. It didn't work. He threw up. So, I mean, hopefully these new supplies are going to be coming in. They say Tamiflu solution is supposed to be coming in mid-January. They're saying you could take the capsules and you could mix it if you had to. One of you had asked me a while back, when do you start teaching your kids how to swallow pills? Well, remember, your oral Tamiflu, you're not supposed to give your oral Tamiflu to your six-year-old. So, you know, it has to be when the dose is appropriate for the kid. That's first and foremost. But you can start training your kids in middle school to swallow pills. I would recommend doing something small. I do not recommend the M&M. I was taught in medical school to start your kids swallowing M&Ms. No, I think an M&M is I'm a little nervous about the M&M size. I was able to train one of my kids using Claritin. They had some allergies. I didn't have any Claritin syrup, but the little baby Claritin pill is one small, tiny pill. Valium is small. I haven't seen Valium. Are they that small? No. You can't give your kid Valium, though. No. Percodan, no. Those are two. No. You don't have to go through your cupboard and give the kid what you're on. No. Like a little Claritin. That is a very tiny pill. And so, and I'm not saying don't give it to your kid if they don't need it, but let's say your kid has allergies and you're going to reach for some Benadryl or something liquid. If you think they're of that age, 10, 11, 12, you could try the small pill. Now, just because they can swallow do a small pill, it doesn't mean they can do one bigger. But you'll kind of get a feel for what the size of these pills are. Zithromax. Many parents say, give me Zithromax, my kid can swallow pills. Zithromax is still a little bit on the larger side. You know, it's pink. Even though it's round, I think there's a little bit of some hexagonal shapes. That may kind of trick the tongue a little bit. There's a couple little angles on that pill, so that could be kind of hard. But they don't really usually make little round pills. Most of these pills are oval. That, you know, if your child is of middle school age and they meet the weight for taking oral Tamiflu, the Tamiflu capsule is an easier pill to swallow. All right? So it may be worth looking at. Toilet door handles. Apparently, so many people are complaining about having to open a door in a bathroom, etc., where they're now installing, I guess, levers that will allow you to open doors with your feet. I remember my mom training me in the 70s, and she'd be in her bell-bottom pants to flush the toilet with the foot. You don't want to touch these things, okay? She'd use her butt to kind of open the door handle. It was ridiculous, you know? And nowadays, people just grab paper towel, and then they drop the paper towel on the floor because there's no garbage. Which, by the way, if you own a business, have a garbage on the outside of the bathroom. Otherwise, people are going to just leave those paper towels right there on the floor, and somebody's got to pick it up. But it's interesting how you're going to start seeing, in addition to these automatic toilets and automatic faucets, how you're seeing these step and pull. I guess stepandpull.com is what I'm looking at, where I guess you step and you pull, and I guess it pulls the door. And it's not even a lever, just like a little baby shelf sort of thing. I don't know. Just don't fall down and break a hip. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. LSD could possibly cut crime. Yes, I'm saying LSD could actually cut crime. Researchers from the University of Alabama at Birmingham and Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine have found that LSD could help reform criminals, okay, and keep them subdued. And they're finding psychedelic drugs could stop people from being re-offenders. Now, we know that LSD and magic mushrooms have been used before in jail settings, okay? We've used LSD to treat alcohol addiction, etc. But is there any truth to LSD preventing people from actually committing more crimes? Researchers from the University of Alabama at Birmingham and Johns Hopkins collected data on 25,000 people under community supervision between 2002 and 2007. All participants were in the Treatment Accountability for Safer Communities program. They had a history of drug abuse, including alcohol addiction, etc. The researchers found that criminals diagnosed with a hallucinogen use disorder were less likely to fail the program, appear in court, and be arrested and imprisoned. So you see, it's not that they sat there and gave people LSD. They found that people on LSD didn't seem to be as much of an offender. Now, I'm not saying go on LSD. Man, you guys get what I'm saying. Okay, don't go away. I'm going to eat my fortune cookie.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Tuning in the 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you all for tuning in so diligently, and please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was a great article in Fox News that caught my eye. 7 weird reasons you could be putting on weight. I can't tell you how many patients come in saying, "Dahlia, I don't understand why I'm gaining weight. I'm eating the same. I'm doing the same thing. Why am I gaining weight? What's wrong?" And so it's interesting because When I gained my weight, I had been still exercising, doing everything I always had, and I had thought I was pregnant again. I mean, the weight was coming on so quickly, and I didn't even realize it could have been my new birth control. Because I had been on birth control before, all we did is a change, and what I thought a mild change, and boom, it was just enough to start the cascade of events. So, and we've talked about obesity, and how some of us are destined at the age of 40, maybe 7, to then all of a sudden gain weight if we've been skinny our whole lives or whatnot. And so there's a lot of things that could incite weight that doesn't always seem to fit the whole calorie in equals calorie out. But this is interesting. So of the 7 things, they said one of them could be you're depressed. All right. Many people are taking antidepressants, and the Paxil, Prozac, Lexapro, etc. for many don't cause them to gain weight, but for others they can. Plus, what if you're not on an antidepressant? Are you eating more? Are you not exercising more because you're not motivated? Is it that maybe you're drinking a little bit more alcohol than you used to? So, you know, when we talk about, you know, what, dieting and watching your weight, and we say you got to be diligent about a log, we are talking about everything. Are you taking more naps? Are you sleeping less? Sometimes sleeping less could cause increased weight. They say here you could be taking the wrong prescription. Birth control pills, hormone therapies, beta blockers, anti-seizure medication, breast cancer medications, medications for rheumatoid arthritis, those could all be issues. And then, of course, steroids, right? Some of you on chronic steroid medications, you know, heartburn medications. Many of you are taking Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, etc. And, patients have told me they're making me gain weight. There's something about reducing the acid in your body that's causing you to gain weight. Which is kind of stinky because if you lost the weight, you may not have as much acid reflux, okay? Now, according to one source, it could be that your gut is slow, all right? Like I said, this has been reported by Fox News. I urge you to read this. This is pretty good, all right? They said, and I've talked about this. You know how if you're constipated, if you're not pooping every day, you're going to have a hell of a time losing weight? People that are constipated and they just don't have good gut motility, the food will sit there and you'll absorb more of the calories. By the way, if you also lack regular periods, that could also cause you to gain weight. There's something about not having a regular cycle with the hormones, etc. Maybe you have polycystic ovarian disease. Maybe you have insulin desensitivity and resistance because of that. So I also think cycles not only of your pooping, but of your periods could be an issue. All right, and then sometimes you could be kind of in hibernation mode where your body is missing certain nutrients. So let's say you're low on certain vitamins or you're low on D or magnesium or iron, etc. That may lower your energy. And then if you feel it, then your body already felt it way before you felt it. And So this Dr. Hedaya has suggested that maybe you want to make sure you're increasing your spinach, iron-type foods, etc. Don't forget also thyroid, low thyroid could do it. And then, you know, one condition that we all can't avoid is we're getting older, okay? We burn less calories when we're middle-aged than we do when we're younger. And my only problem is whenever I get, you know, tell a woman, well, you know, it's your age, you know, I didn't start gaining weight until my late 30s, early 40s. They look at me like, no, because this happened overnight. Well, so did mine. You know, maybe it wasn't the birth control. Maybe it's just I had phenomenal metabolism, and all of a sudden, I mean, boy, did I lose the baby weight with both kids. I mean, I lost the baby weight so damn fast, and now if I got pregnant, oh, my gosh. All right. Anyway, one thing they said is you may have plantar fasciitis or hip pain or knee pain or arthritis. Well, if you notice you're exercising to a less intensity, I am. My knees are shot. There is no way I am exercising like I used to. And that sucks because the way I used to exercise really kept me fit, really kept me toned. I love the way my body looked when I was exercising to that degree, but I can't. My neck, my back, my shoulders, my knees, I'm getting older. And then a disease that a lot of people forget about is Cushing's syndrome. Cushing's syndrome is where you overproduce steroids, or you could have either a cortisol-producing tumor in your adrenals. You kind of get very round and overweight, and you could have these little stretch marks on your abdomen. Now, a lot of people that gain weight quickly get stretch marks, but Cushing's syndrome could be pretty common. And so we could do a blood test. We could do a CAT scan. Things like that. So those are some kind of quote-unquote weird reasons. But the reason that's not on there that I really need to urge to you all, it's the soda and even the diet soda, okay? These, I think that is probably the biggest culprit to so much of our weight gain, and we just don't realize it. Soda is huge. Now, this is interesting. They say eating tree nuts, also with this article in the Fox News Health, they talk about eating tree nuts tied to lower obesity risk. Now, I don't really go up to a tree, and I definitely don't examine their nuts, but apparently they say like almonds, Brazil nuts, pistachios, walnuts, etc. People who eat these on a regular basis appear to be 37 to 46% less likely to be obese than those who don't eat a lot of tree nuts. And this study comes from Loma Linda University in California, was published in Plus One. Now, you know, we talk about, you know, nuts, how much? Well, they say half an ounce per day or 16 grams a day. All right. They say people who ate a lot of tree nuts, that would have probably been the amount that they would eat. I mean, me, I don't really eat Brazil nuts or, I mean, I'll eat an almond if it's a Jordan almond or in my chocolate bar, but I don't usually just eat walnuts. That's kind of the superfood, people. We need to teach everybody to snack on things throughout the day. And if you don't have diverticulosis where you got those pockets in your colon, you may want to be looking at these nuts. All right? You know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Next, we need to talk about syphilis infections on the rise. All right? We're seeing more and more syphilis in men. The report from the U.S. CDC revealed that syphilis infections increased by 11% in 2012. We didn't really see this in women, but we saw them in men. We saw this mostly in gay men and bisexual men. And so whenever you go and get STD testing, many of you only ask for HIV or hepatitis. I urge everybody to also add syphilis. I am tired of people looking over syphilis. You know, when the hepatitis outbreak happened, with that one endoscopy clinic years ago, I was testing people for syphilis. And I know the health department was not urging it. And, you know, so I called the health department up and I go, look, I got somebody here now positive for syphilis. And, you know, they just said, look, we are not widespread checking for syphilis right now. It's hepatitis because that's what the patient had. And I understood that. But for those of you just randomly checking your STD testing, you should check HIV. You should check your hepatitis, both B and C. You should check herpes, syphilis, and then a urine test for men will check gonorrhea, chlamydia, and trichomonas. A female genital swab of the cervix, check for chlamydia, vaginal swab, gonorrhea, and trichomonas. Okay? There's a lot of, you know, stuff that's out there. So the STD screen is not just for two tests. Syphilis, if detected early, very easily curable. You could use antibiotics, okay? There's primary, secondary, and tertiary syphilis, which we've discussed. We don't have time to discuss today. But overall, the CDC thinks that there are 20 million new STD infections each year, half occurring in people between 15 and 24. Chlamydia is still rising. Gonorrhea is still rising. Gonorrhea not as bad as chlamydia. And then herpes virus. Oh, and then HPV. I forgot. When we look at STDs, HPV. Now, we don't really have blood tests for HPV. With women, we check on their cervix. With men, we can maybe biopsy one of their genital warts, but we usually will assess you to have HPV if you have genital warts or other types of issues such as that. So just remember to be thorough and be careful out there. Don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take me down. Take me down. You gotta take me Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You better take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.